This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Addressing the joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said the two countries will continue to advance India-US strategic partnership. The Prime Minister said America plays an important role in India's defense preparedness. He said as strategic and trusted partners, both nations are actively moving towards joint development, joint production, and transfer of technology.
भारत की डिफेंस प्रिपेयर्डनेस में अमेरिका की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है स्ट्रेटेजिक और ट्रस्टेड पार्टनर के नाते हम जॉइंट डेवलपमेंट जॉइंट प्रोडक्शन और ट्रांसफर ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी की दिशा में सक्रिय रूप से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं आने वाले समय में भी नई टेक्नोलॉजी और इक्विपमेंट हमारी क्षमता बढ़ाएंगे हमने ऑटोनोमस सिस्टम्स इंडस्ट्री अलायंस लॉन्च करने का निर्णय लिया है अगले दशक के लिए डिफेंस कोऑपरेशन फ्रेमवर्क बनाया जाएगा
Mr. Modi said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. US President Donald Trump said there is a special bond between the US and India, the world's oldest and largest democracies in the world. He mentioned that India and the US have reached an important agreement on energy that will ensure the US to be the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India.
The Prime Minister and I also reached an important agreement on energy that will restore the United States as a leading supplier of oil and gas to India.
Prime Minister Modi has left for India after concluding his two-day visit to the United States. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the U.S. since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. Prior to the visit, the Prime Minister was on a three-day visit to France, which began on the 10th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the soldiers who lost their lives in Pulwama attack in 2019. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The coming generations will never forget their sacrifice and their unwavering dedication to the nation. The day marks the sixth year of horrific terror attacks in the Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir, where 40 CRPF personnel were martyred." And now news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttarakhand's Prayagraj. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the broadcast of Mahakumbh on the Kumbhvani station is effective, reflective of Prasar Bharati's objective of delivering correct and reliable information. Mr. Sehgal said this while addressing a program on the Kumbhvani radio station in Prayagraj after taking a holy dip in the Sangam yesterday. He praised the station and said that it has emerged as an important centre for live and reliable coverage of the Mahakumbh. US President Donald Trump said that Ukraine will be involved in peace talks with Russia, with a meeting among the three countries possibly taking place as early as today. Trump said that US and Russian officials would meet in Munich today and that Ukraine had also been invited. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's communications advisor said that Kyiv did not expect to participate in any talks with Russian officials at the Munich Security Conference, contradicting Trump's announcement. The 38th National Games in Uttarakhand will conclude today. The closing ceremony is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. at the International Sports Complex in Haldwani. The Services Sports Control Board leads the medal tally, achieving the feat for the fifth time in the last six editions. They added 9 more medals to their kitty yesterday, including 3 golds. Their overall count now stands at 68 gold, 26 silver and 27 bronze medals. Maharashtra holds second place with 54 gold, 71 silver and 73 bronze medals, while Haryana follows in third with 48 gold, 47 silver and 58 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.